Hey everyone, before we get into this piece, I want you to first pause and think about this question. What happens to our neighbors to the south of us when we take too much water from them for our development? What do you think is causing what is happening in the photograph? This piece is a photograph by Lori Brown titled Divining Western Waters No. 13, which is a part of her Divining Western Waters series. Brown almost solely works with panoramic photographs of media landscapes. Actually, this photograph is meant to be seen through lenses that merge the two photographs into one, becoming a panoramic format. The intention is to allow us to see the photograph in a bigger perspective to see how there is, has always been, and always will be an intense and interdependent relationship between humans and nature. This image comprises three photographs. The large photograph on the bottom depicting homes that have been unnaturally placed in previous untouched settings, and the smaller photographs at the top depicting the transformed landscape before the development of the houses. In these photographs, Brown is commenting on the issue of water inequality in Southern California by capturing the dry suburbs in Orange County, which is the result of water being taken for development. She demonstrates the effect of having no water on land through comparing the smaller images to the bigger photograph. In the smaller photographs, we can see thriving plants in the foreground and nice untouched mountains in the back, a relatively healthy land. But then in the bigger photograph, those plants are absent and the building of houses has changed the landscape almost completely. Additionally, Brown uses these photographs to demonstrate a connection between time and place. The brownish color of the smaller photos giving a historic feel that represent how the land is from 100 years ago, and that is juxtaposed against a black and white contemporary landscape, which is meant to leave us to decide whether it is good or bad that the land seems so mutable. With this, the viewer can ask themselves what similarities and differences they see in the land between the two time periods. So looking at this piece, what are the effects of water inequality environmentally and socially?